Howdy! Big day here in Aggieland, and a very big day for men's basketball here at Texas A&M. Thank you all for being here today. We write a new chapter in A&M basketball history today. A special thanks to HEB for the free T-shirts. We'd love to welcome our supporters with the 12th Man Foundation, A&M faculty and staff, and our marketing partners through Learfield IMG College. Also like to welcome some special guests today, the Aggie Angels, the Aggie Dance Team, the Reed Rowdies, Hullabaloo, Yell Leaders, DJ Mike, and with us today, your Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball team. Would like to remind you at the end of today's event, the basketball box office is open for season tickets to men's and women's games for the 2019-2020 season. Also, group sales are available on the concourse. The Aggie women's basketball team advanced to the Sweet 16 when Shambria Washington right there hit the game-winning three to beat Marquette. And then they gave Notre Dame all the Irish wanted in the Sweet 16 game. And a reminder that all those starters are coming back for Gary Blair and the Aggies. Also a reminder, season ticket prices are the same as last year for both the men and the women. Resilient. That's the word I'm going to use for this past season's men's basketball team. Resilient. Some of the highlights. T.J. Starks just rolling the tide at Coleman Coliseum as the Aggies beat Alabama for the first time there. The first win for the Aggies at Arkansas since 1986, or since my partner, Dr. John Thornton, had brown hair. Savion Flagg was an SEC Player of the Week. Chuck Mitchell, in his first year here with the Aggies, his numbers in SEC play higher than they were all season, and one of the top 10 when it comes to steals. And nobody had more block shots per game than Josh Nebo of the Aggies. So today, we welcome someone who is a great fit. He is from Texas. His wife is from Texas. He's recruited the state of Texas. He's a graduate of Texas A&M Kingsville. He has coached at Texas schools. He knows why Aggieland is so special. He sat on our bench during our most successful ride. He believes that he can win a national championship here at Texas A&M. His first head coaching job was at New Orleans. Then he moved on to Marquette and then Virginia Tech. And in the last 11 years, eight times, he has been in the postseason. Four of his eight tournament appearances are Sweet 16 or better. Two Big East regular season titles at Marquette. You know what kind of basketball conference that was at the time. Before he took over at Virginia Tech, their conference record was 10-42. And in the second year, they went to the NIT's second round. And in years 3, 4, and 5, the NCAA tournaments. This year, year 5, it was the school's first appearance in the NCAA Sweet 16. So the three straight NCAA tournament appearances, that was the first time in their program's history. Fourth seed in the NCAA tournament, that was the highest in program history. Tech has been ranked for 22 consecutive weeks, the longest streak in school history. And his 26 wins in a single season was the highest in program history. Hokies finished the regular season 12-6 in the ACC and the most ACC wins in a season since joining the league in 2004-05. And now, he returns to Texas A&M.
Texas A&M basketball. where moments live forever.
A&M 78-61 in double overtime.
Here, championship dreams become reality.
It's the first time in the 12-year history of this classic championship game that the number 8 seed team has appeared in the championship.
At A&M, one shot changed everything.
Long, way outside for the three.
It's going to be good. It's good.
Here, we believe.
The Aggie season was over. With 44 seconds left in regulation.
This is where even a former ball boy gets a chance to shine.
Our past is full of history. And today, we welcome our future.
With his wife, Corey, and family, Zira, Calvin, Mason, and Addison, welcome home to Aggieland, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies, Buzz Williams! Regents for 4 years. Aggies, please welcome Charles W. Schwartz.
Howdy. I look around the Reed Arena and I can see the excitement is palpable. One might even say that there is a buzz in the air. Puns come in threes, so there should be at least two more. Welcome, Buzz. Welcome back to Texas A&M University. It's a privilege to have you as our basketball coach, and we look forward to many exciting contests in Reed Arena and elsewhere, and a buzzer beater or two. That's two. On behalf of the Board of Regents of the Texas A&M University System, I am delighted to share this day with Aggies everywhere and welcome Buzz Williams as our new basketball coach. Texas A&M sets the standards for excellence in academics, research, and athletic achievements. Many here will remember that Buzz served as an assistant basketball coach in 2004 here in Reed Arena. Maybe some of you will actually remember that Buzz also coached basketball in one of our system schools in Kingsville, Texas. And he is a Texas A&M University system person through and through. Now, Buzz knows this, and he knows that as a formal matter, his contract will be voted on next week by the Board of Regents. I can't speak for the other eight regents, Buzz, but I promise you one vote. Now, if it works out, welcome. If it doesn't, never mind. We're all excited, and genuinely so. Shall I say that we're even buzzed? Three. Well, my father had a nickname, too. His nickname was Onion. I think you got the better deal, too. We're delighted that you're back with us. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of great basketball. We're looking forward to see you as a vital part of our campus and our community. And it's just great to see you. But before I buzz off, I want to say one last thing, and that's gig 'em.
Scott Woodward has been director of athletics at Texas A&M since January 2016. He set in place three primary objectives: graduate student athletes, provide an unmatched student athlete experience, and win championships with integrity. Please welcome Texas A&M director of athletics, Scott Woodward.
Howdy. It's an exciting day for Texas A&M basketball, and I've mentioned to you guys before that what attracted me to College Station was greatness. And today, we welcome someone who understands seizing that opportunity. During his 5 quick years in Blacksburg, Virginia, he elevated the program to historic highs. 4 consecutive championships to the NCAA tournament, trips, I should say, not championships. I'm getting ahead of myself. And exciting Sweet 16 this past season. And as we've talked time and time before, it's time to continue building champions here, and it's time for our new head coach, Buzz Williams, to get it done. Thank you. I want to especially thank Charles Schwartz and the Board of Regents for their undying support, Chancellor Sharp, President Young, and the 12th man for their continued financial help during this process. And we just wanted you to know that right now this is the right coach at the right time for Texas A&M. I also wanted to thank our special senior administrative staff that I have that I couldn't do it without. It's a great staff, and I want to mention two in particular, Stephanie Rimp and Justin Moore, who helped me through this process and helped us land an incredible talent in Buzz. And what I want you guys to know, especially you Ags in here that have endured great basketball and watched it play, as you were reminded with the great AC Law shot, I just want to remind you that right there on that bench, Coach Williams sat there and witnessed it, and he was a great part of Aggie lore, and he's going to continue to be and bring us what we hope are many more shots like AC's in the future. So, again, thank you, and gig 'em.
This is why we're here. Aggies, please welcome the new head coach of the Fighting Texas Aggies men basketball team, Buzz Williams.
Thank you. Howdy. I probably need to use this. If I use that, I'll be more uncomfortable than I already am. So I'm going to handle all of this perfectly, but if you'll just give me a couple of seconds to get going, once I get going, I'll be okay. I never thought this would happen, and so it's a lot of emotion. And it should not be about me, and so I want to make sure that as my brain's going a million miles an hour, that I make sure that I'm saying the right things with the right tone of voice. So I apologize if early on I'm a little anxious. Before I go too fast, I obviously want to thank Chancellor. I want to thank President Young. I especially want to thank Mr. Woodward. this has happened really fast, and it was more than a dream come true. And so for their support and belief in how we were going to go about doing things on and off the floor, very, very thankful. The next thing that I wanted to say is, I think you probably saw it as I was walking out. If you know me or even have a feel for what I'm about, my family is most important to me. My wife and I are both from Texas. Our two oldest children. Woo. Howdy.
Howdy.
So it's working now. Thanks for turning it on. If you know anything about me, my family is most important. I'm very thankful for their support. Change is hard. They've been incredibly supportive from the beginning. Our youngest son was born in College Station. Yeah, and you guys remember, so I can tell some of you know, some of you weren't born, but AC hit that shot about right there. And the night that Mason was born, I was in College Station. I wasn't at the game. And AC Law missed a shot at Oklahoma State from the same spot for us to win. So it's good and bad. Mason was born and the Aggies got beat. I'm going to use this one. Officials say I have a hard time standing in the box, so maybe this will be a good rep. I want to say thank you to everyone at Virginia Tech. That's appropriate. All of the things that happened at Virginia Tech are a part of what allowed today to occur. Dr. Sands, Whip Babcock, the entire staff at Virginia Tech, the community of Blacksburg, all of those kids, all of those coaches that gave their absolute best. Year number one, we were 2-16, and less than a week ago, we were playing in the Sweet 16. So I want to make sure that I honor them. We landed, I said goodbye yesterday morning in Blacksburg. We flew here and immediately went and met with the team. Our program will always be about our players. The current players are really important. They're not any more important than the past players. They're not any more important than the future players. But it was most important to me that the first people that I saw when we landed in College Station was our current group of players. So I spent some time with them. Thank you guys for being here. When we got done with the players, Justin, Scott, Luke, everybody kind of walked us around. And the place has changed dramatically, obviously, since I was here. All that was here was Reed Arena. There was nothing else surrounding Reed Arena, so I was a little out of sorts on the building and how it had all changed. And so we're walking around, and I start seeing all of the team pictures along the concourse, seeing all the pictures when Coach Metcalf was the coach. When there was no Reed Arena, when it was the Holler House on Brazos, when it was G. Raleigh White, and you know, just kept going through. I saw Coach Blair. Coach Blair doesn't look like he's aged since I left, and I'm wondering if they're photoshopping a picture of year one. And so we kept going, and I start recognizing some of the players. Some of the past players, and then we get to the 2 years that I was an assistant. I see Coach G, Steve Forbes was on the staff, the head coach at East Tennessee State, Alvin Brooks, all of those players. And as I'm looking at all of the players, 10 of them from that year, year number one, had already texted me before I landed in College Station. AC Law, Joe Jones, Dominique Kirk, all of those guys. I can't do them disservice by not mentioning all of them, but literally all of them. Look at year number two. Year number two, we went to the NCAA tournament, and that was the beginning of arguably the best years in Aggieland relative to basketball. Just kept going through, seeing all of the coaches, Coach Turgeon, all the former players, and it just overwhelmed me. It overwhelmed me because I'm a fan of coaches just as much as I'm a fan of players. And I got really excited that I'm going to be able to see Coach Blair when he gets back from the Final Four. I text Coach Fisher this morning. I'm excited to go watch those guys in spring practice. And it just overwhelmed me that I had this opportunity. And it's hard to articulate those emotions. But seeing all of those former players, seeing all of those former coaches, knowing that all of this is in place to build from and have this opportunity, just incredibly, incredibly grateful. So we're kind of through on the concourse, and they're walking me back up towards where my office is. Of course, I'm lost. And they're like, do you want to take the stairs or the elevator? And I'm like, can we take the stairs? And we're walking through the stairwell. We see the weight room, see the facility, none of which I'd ever seen. I had seen the blueprint prior to leaving of what it was going to be, but that was a long time ago. And then seeing it come to life and seeing all of the good things that have happened, it's incredibly exciting, incredibly exciting. The one thing that I want to make sure that I say today is I think Coach Kennedy is a phenomenal coach and did an incredible job. Yeah, I agree. But I think he's an even better person than he is a coach. And the last two Sweet 16 runs, yeah. The last two Sweet 16 runs, obviously, he was in charge of. They take me to the practice facility, and Justin is showing me all of the NCAA tournament appearances, the Sweet 16 appearances. I'm thinking about Coach. I'm thinking about his staff and all the kids that have been a part of those teams. And we're excited. We've got a lot of work to do. I really appreciate that you guys are here. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of it. This will be the third chance at this level that I've had a chance to be a head coach. And one of the things that I've learned is everybody's role is incredibly important. You guys that are in the band, that's important. And the yell leaders, that's important. Everybody has a role. And so whatever your role is, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. We're excited about what's coming. And thank you very much. The last thing that I thought of as we were walking, however we got to right there, when I was a kid, I remember my parents who are here always saying to me all of the things that they taught me. I was a manager at a junior college, Navarro in Corsicana. My junior college coach is here. I was a manager for 2 years at an NAIA school in Oklahoma. And as my career has unfolded, I never thought that this would be something that would ever be reality. But you've heard the saying, you can never go back home. But that was always in the back of my mind that maybe it could someday happen. And so for whoever it was that said it, gig 'em. Thank you.
Coach, welcome home.
Please, an Aggie welcome to Coach Orr, who is here from Navarro College in Corsicana. Coach Orr. There he is. There he is. He made it. And as Coach said, he's now closer than he's ever been to see Buzz. Coach.
Hey, Coach's birthday was last week. He will not tell you the truth about his age. He won 648 games in junior college. He was inducted into the – he is a member of the National Junior College Hall of Fame. I was hired on April the 8th, 2008. April the 8th is my stepmom's birthday. She won't tell you how old she is either. 2008, my mom was there. My dad was there. My stepmom was there. Coach was there. Today, Coach's wife is here. And Coach has been a part of whatever you were saying. I could hear bits and pieces of it. 18 NCAA tournament games that we've been able to be a part of since 2008. And only two people have been at all of them. My wife and Coach.
Awesome. Thank you. This time we'd like to ask Director of Athletics Scott Woodward to join us again and present Coach Williams with his official maroon blazer. Now, welcome to Texas A&M, Coach Williams. Yeah. I just told Coach that I hope we do that an awful lot in the future. That concludes our welcome event for Coach Buzz Williams. Thank you, 12th man, for being here. Get your season tickets for men's and women's basketball. Thanks and gig 'em.